You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on a roundup of the latest Symantec Security Response web blogs for July 2006. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends that Symantec Security Response engineers are investigating and writing about in their blog entries. Today, we'll take a look at popular topics such as the existence of viruses and worms for Mac OS X, new spam and phishing threats to mobile devices, and a zero-day PowerPoint vulnerability that was discovered in July. We'll also discuss a Macromedia Shockwave flash attack that was circulating on the MySpace social networking website, as well as some developments and a new trend for metropolitan centers, municipal or muni Wi-Fi networks. In July, Symantec's Todd Woodward blogged about the debate surrounding viruses and worms on Mac OS X, or as some people have argued, the lack of viruses and worms. Todd writes in his blog that, simply put, there are no file-infecting viruses that currently infect Mac OS X. In the blog, Todd points out that just because there are no file-infecting viruses designed to infect Mac OS X at the present time, that doesn't mean that there won't be one released in the foreseeable future. We need to remember that Mac OS X has already seen its share of Trojans, rootkits, and various other security vulnerabilities. The blog is careful to point out that the term virus is often used as a generic reference to any malicious code, and that other terms like security threat and malicious code are more appropriate terms in describing the current threats targeting Mac OS X. Symantec's Ollie Whitehouse often brings mobile and wireless security to the forefront of the Security Response weblog. In July, he posted a blog article that assessed the differences between spam and phishing threats on a mobile or cellular device versus a traditional desktop or laptop. Ollie poses the question, why don't we see more spam and phishing attempts in the mobile environment? There are several reasons why there aren't as many attacks in the mobile environment. For instance, the fact that it costs money to send SMS and MMS messages, whereas with email, it's generally free. It's also much easier to shut down a spam or phishing attack that is originating from a single cellular network or operator than it is to shut down the same type of email attack from traditional ISPs. In July, a zero-day PowerPoint vulnerability was discovered that Symantec Security Response provided both a blog and alert page outlining the current threat and its potential impact. Symantec had discovered that attackers used specially crafted PowerPoint files to exploit a vulnerability in Microsoft's PowerPoint, and that files were being delivered by email as an attachment or placed on malicious websites for downloading. Once the infected file was opened, the vulnerability was triggered, allowing an attacker to run code on the vulnerable machine. Symantec updated its antivirus signatures for the Trojan ppdropper.b, which was discovered as being attached to a number of these PowerPoint exploits. The timeliness of the PowerPoint's vulnerability's release date was put into question by Security Response's Ilya Florio. Ilya was skeptical that the zero-day aspect of this vulnerability was a coincidence, as it was discovered just one day after Microsoft's monthly patch Tuesday. She believed that it was a calculated attack that attempted to take advantage of the fact that a large portion of the security community would be focused on seven new security bulletins that Microsoft had released on that Tuesday. Ilya argued that the PowerPoint flaw was most likely intended to be released immediately after Patch Tuesday in order to gain maximum exposure and widespread propagation. Also in July, an attack was discovered circulating on the MySpace social networking website that attempted to use malicious scripting and Macromedia Shockwave flash content. Symantec's Eric Chen explained how this attack takes a unique approach. Traditionally, attacks would require a user to download, save, and execute malicious content from their machine. However, this Shockwave attack attempted to infect the online profile of the user on MySpace. Because flash files are commonly found in MySpace user pages, it was feared that this attack could self-replicate quickly, because as soon as another MySpace user viewed an infected page, their profile would also become infected. And finally today, several large cities around the world are exploiting the issue of municipal or muni Wi-Fi networks. San Francisco, New York, Philadelphia, Toronto, and Paris are just some of the larger metropolitan cities that are in the midst of planning and implementing Wi-Fi networks for public use. Symantec's Brian Hernacki addressed the lack of security planning in these network proposals in his blog. Brian argues that the users of Wi-Fi networks need to be aware of the risks surrounding municipal Wi-Fi networks, and specifically issues surrounding network identification, authentication, transmission security, and device security. Brian points out that in the rush to provide Wi-Fi network access in large metropolitan centers, many of the critical security measures we see in traditional wired network planning are not adequately addressed in current proposals. That concludes our Security Response podcast for today. For the complete text of this month's blog postings, point your browser to www.symantec.com/enterprise/security_response/weblog. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.